This is Coach Lee, and I'm going to talk to you about how you can make your ex feel the kind of loss that brings them back to you, that makes them want to be in the relationship again. And I'm going to talk about this in different stages too, because it's not just all before the two of you get back together. It's not just all about what happens during no contact. It's also about what can happen when you two are starting to talk again and starting to get back together. Number one is show them that you can stay away. And I'm talking about after the breakup, when they have told you they want the breakup and you have told them, no, come on, let's work on this. We can do this. And they have still refused. And they have restated that they do not want the relationship anymore. The most important thing you can do at that point is to show that you can stay away. And some of you have broken no contact. You've messed up. You've given in. But if you have been able to show them you can stay a couple weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, even though I would hope you could go longer, even to the point of 2.5 or 3 months with no contact at all, so that they can really feel that not only can you stay away, but they assume that you are moving on to some degree and that it's easier for you than maybe they anticipated it was, or else you would have reached out. That's kind of how they think, and they do think about it. But if you can show them that you have the ability to stay away, then what it does is it communicates to them that when they pull back from you, when they break up with you, that you are not going to rush in and start putting a lot of energy and effort into trying to fix things and to make things right if they are not interested in doing that. So it tells them that you won't fix what they broke, that they actually have to be an equal participant in this if it's going to work. And of course, that's getting way ahead of ourselves because they are not there yet. But what happens is by doing this, you show them this when they are ready, when they do look back at it. So it's not going to necessarily do everything you want right in the moment. It may take some time, but it's like leaving a matter of record. When you broke up with me, I could stay away from you, and I could stay away for a while, because that way, in the future, they won't see a breakup as potentially a way to manipulate you, to get you to act like they want you to act, or to show you how hurt their feelings were, or to just get at you because maybe they're really mean, in which case you probably don't want to get back together with them. At least you should consider that maybe you shouldn't. And so the strongest part of this is that when they do start to consider the idea that you could move on and that maybe they need to revisit this decision, because that's when they finally take it seriously. When you have shown them you can stay away and they think maybe this person could move on without difficulty and find somebody else, that's when they don't get a free pass anymore on the breakup. Because before that, they thought, I can be broke up with this person right now, and I can do whatever I want. And if I do want them back, they kind of have this safety net. If I do want them back, I could get them back because they really want this badly. They've told me so, and they keep begging and pleading. But when someone doesn't do that, or they stop, that's when the person has to come face to face with the possibility that they could want you back and not be able to get you back. And you think, why do they care? They broke up with me. They did, but they also knew you wanted to be with them. They knew that they were the one who wanted to leave the relationship. They wanted to break the relationship and not you. And so the assumption is if they wanted back, you would be waiting and you would take them back at least for a good amount of time, enough time to where they're not worried about it. But when they start thinking that you could have the strength to move on, that's where the small voice in their head that says, is this the right decision? Do I really want this breakup? And it's there, even if it's small. Even with cases where they are very certain, there's still going to be a small amount of doubt. That's just human nature. That's when it gives it a bigger, louder voice in their head, because now it's not just, well, in the rare event that I'm wrong about this, I could just get them back. Now it's more serious. In the event, in the rare event, even, that I'm wrong about this, I couldn't get them back. And so it represents loss. That's where we have to have them get to. That's where you have the most leverage. And that's when, if they cared about you and they loved you, your odds are good that they could be away from you, not like being away from you and realize they could lose you and do something about it. It can help them make that decision. It can help them to realize that maybe this is just simply a downtime in the relationship as far as whatever was happening before the breakup, or that they were just getting used to being in a companionate, committed relationship instead of just that new limerence of a new relationship. It allows them to think of possibilities and to see maybe some things where they were wrong and to see where the relationship was more important to them than they thought. So the only way you can do that is to show them you can stay away. Number two is when they reach out, because that's actually very common. It's unusual that you just never hear from them. And usually when that happens is when there was a lot of hostility and anger at the breakup, or there was obsessive behavior on your side after the breakup to where you pestered them and wouldn't give them any relief for too long. And people always ask, well, how long is too long? Well, it's difficult to say exactly because people's tolerances are different. But if it's too long, usually what happens is they start showing a lot of anger and even cruelty. They will say cruel, terrible things to you, like they never loved you, they might insult you or someone close to you because they're trying to get you to stay away from them. And they think that if they lash out at you and hurt you, that they could do that. And so when they reach out, it's very important not to try to make this a negative situation or bring up negatives, especially the breakup details, the issues, or asking too much. So for example, if they reached out to you and you jump right away to ask them to get together face to face. Now there is a time for that. And usually it's maybe the second time that they reach out if things are going really well and they haven't suggested it yet and you just want to, because you want to kind of push this a little bit because you might want to just move on. And you want to just kind of get it over with, it could make sense then. But it's key that you don't treat them as though they are giving you an opportunity to try to get them back, that you're going to try to talk them into coming back, or you're even going to bring up the relationship at all. They need to just basically get from you this polite, casual conversation that almost seems to be focused on new life and not focused on this breakup, not thinking about it. Because again, if what they thought is right, which is what most dumpers think is reality, is that they wanted the breakup and you didn't, and then it will just permanently be that way. Now, if you directly ask them about that, they would deny it. Well, no, I understand. There's repercussions for my actions. They could say something like that. And at the moment, even if they were confronted with the idea, maybe by a friend, maybe by you, or even just inside of their own mind, it's not going to be enough to really impact them. They're going to say, yes, I want the breakup. Of course, I know this. It will take action. And that action is, first of all, you showed them that you could stay away. Next is, even when they did start interacting with you, you still did not try to fix the breakup. You didn't try to fix what they broke. They need to see that as well, because that's when they start feeling like it's their responsibility to do something about this if they want it. And so they have to decide if they want it, because you're not going to make it easy for them to just stay away from you and think there's no consequences. By doing these things, it actually shows them that the breakup could be bad for them because it destroys their illusions. It's an illusion that you will never move on. Even if you don't think that you will in time. If you move on to date someone else or just move on temporarily before you start dating again to where you're able to focus on yourself and not constantly on the breakup. You have the ability to move on. Your brain is programmed to be able to help you to do that. It just takes enough time for your brain to adjust over time, over the days and months after the breakup. And so you've demonstrated you can stay away, and then they reach out and you've showed them that you are not hyper-focused on the breakup after all, and that you're not going to bail them out of this to where they feel like they can just go back to the breakup and not have to worry about it, because if they ever wanted to get you back, which they probably won't ever. That's what they think. That's what they think. Usually that's not right, but that's what they think, that you will be there waiting and they can just snap their fingers and make it happen. And oftentimes that's why there's this basically phenomenon of after a breakup, when the person who dumped you starts reaching out to you again some, that there can just be kind of this fade away. A lot of people talk about it. It seems like things are going well and then they just stop contacting you as much, and then slowly over time they just disappear. And some people can get paranoid, because that is something that I've talked about and that I've noticed, and it does happen on occasion. But the way you can keep it from happening, or at least give yourself the best chance of it not happening, is that you don't start trying to reestablish the relationship as soon as they start contacting you again. If you can stay in the moment with them and just kind of enjoy the present with them, enjoy life with them without being romantic partners. Now, if they start flirting, a lot of times it's fine for you to flirt back. You kind of want to follow their lead on that. You don't want to be ahead of them. You want to be just slightly behind them. And it's enough to show them that it's still as they were concerned it might be. And that is, you could move on, you're strong enough to stay away, and that you're not just wrecked by this. And that's a shot to their ego too. Whether or not they want to admit that, or dumpers want to admit that, people disagree with me on that sometimes. But there is an arrogance, there's an ego boost that comes with breaking up with somebody. Even if you liked the person, even if you just thought, you know, we're just not right for each other, or this person's bad to you, whatever it might be that causes you to break up with them, you think you could do better than this person, this situation, and that could be, well, you're just not going to tolerate being mistreated anymore. Well, then of course, you could do better than that. So they do have this sense that they are the more attractive one, at least in this situation, because they're the one who wants the breakup and you don't. So there's this imbalance. I'm going to talk about that more in just a few minutes, but there's an imbalance. And so when they start reaching out to you some after the breakup, because they're feeling a loss of intimacy, they're concerned because you showed them that you could stay away, and now you're behaving as though you are not circling your life around this breakup experience, it makes them question, was that imbalance real or was it in their head? Are they really more attractive than you because they wanted to break up with you? Or have the tables turned a little bit and maybe they've been operating under an illusion this whole time? And before I get to number three, get some more information on my emergency breakup kit. It's a powerful guide to help you get your ex back after they've broken up with you, even if they've said it'll never work and that they're never going to be interested again. It's the emergency breakup kit. I link to it in the description below, or you can go to myexbackcoach.com and you'll see the link for emergency breakup kit. So number three is a little bit of an expansion to what I was just talking about, and that is relationship imbalance and the importance of removing that. And the reason is not that we shouldn't dote on the other person and even spoil them to some degree, but you have to know if that person can handle it in that moment. Okay, some people cannot handle being treated well and being spoiled, for lack of a better term. Other people handle it well and they're grateful and they do the same to you. And then you have two people who pursue each other instead of just one person being the pursuer and the other person being the prize. And this person's put on this pedestal and practically worshipped. And that person can just complain about little small things that you do, even threaten the relationship over misspoken words or forgotten chores or things like that, that really should not be the end of a relationship. That's something you work on, or that's something you just forgive the other person because you're both imperfect. But when there is an imbalance, that's when the other person can feel like they are your judge, that they're just looking at you under a magnifying glass, and if you happen to zig when you should have zagged, well, they're just going to break up with you, which is absurd that a relationship could be given away for something so small, could be just broken for something so small. But that's what happens when there's that imbalance, because the other person sees themselves in a role of being like a judge, and that you have to jump to attention and serve them well, because that's the dynamic that has been established. And so if you were to act out against that a little bit, it's like, well, you've changed the rules all of a sudden, and that makes them mad. It can be a nightmare scenario. That's why it's so important that you don't let yourself become the only pursuer, and you don't let yourself become the prize. And that's where people are a little bit surprised when I say that. But if there's that kind of imbalance where you see that the other person is doing more for you, they're pursuing you more, it can actually create resentment from their side, or it can cause you to be in the position of being that judge with the microscope on top of them, looking at all their flaws and like, oh, I gotcha, now I'm gonna break up with you. You don't want that. You don't wanna be that way. And a lot of times that will create incredible resentment from them if you start acting that way. A lot of times you won't notice it for a while because they will become comfortable in that role of being the pursuer and you being the prize. And then it will hit you right between the eyes. One day they have just had enough. And usually in that situation, there's very little you can do. No contact, of course, is going to be your best bet, but a lot of times they're freaking happy to get away from you, and then they're going to have their friends saying, yeah, you were mistreated, you were treated like you were less, and like they were your overlord or something like that, and that they were just so much more attractive and beautiful and wonderful than you, and they will encourage them not to go back, and the person will like life without being under the microscope. So when they start talking to you again after a breakup, the key here, the important thing here, is that you make sure that those imbalances don't exist, that you are not over pursuing them, and that if they are over pursuing you, you need to up your game a little bit. And this is where a lot of people get thrown off, because it feels so good, like, oh man, I'm not having to do anything, I'm getting put on the pedestal finally, and here they come, they're pursuing me, they want this so bad, I'm just going to kind of sit back and let them want it for a while. For a little bit, that's actually a good idea. For a little bit, and I mean maybe like 2 weeks. But if it continues that way, what you will probably experience is they will disappear. It will seem like things are going well, and then they're gone. And when they tell you, if they tell you what the reason was, they'll just say, well, we want different things. Or they will even say, I didn't think you were interested in it, or you weren't putting as much into the relationship. And the problem is you can't just say, well, come back and I'll change, because their feelings have already faded. They don't have that motivation anymore. And you probably even heard that before. They might have said it at the breakup. But that's a surefire way of causing it to happen, because they'll feel like they're wasting their time. They'll think, we can never get it back to like we had it. It's never going to be good again. And that's because you became the prize and they were the pursuer. Even though a relationship will never just be 100% consistent, sometimes it will be that maybe you are treated more like the prize and your partner is more like the pursuer. And it may flip back and forth and it will be equal for a time. What you should do is try. The goal should be to make it to where both of you are pursuing each other. That way there's no resentment and one person doesn't think, well, I'm more attracted to this person than that person is to me, or vice versa, because that will cause problems. Even if you're the one who is getting pursued more, it will cause problems because that won't go unnoticed. And they will start thinking, do I really want to keep contributing to this when I'm going to be second class citizen to them? And the answer usually will be no. Number four, take it one day at a time. So when they start talking about the future, even if this is before you two are interacting much, maybe they just kind of reach out casually and they start talking about the future. Maybe, are you going to date other people? Or they start telling you that they are. One of the best things you can do is to stay in the moment. And don't tell them, no, I'm just staying in the moment. I'm just staying in the present. Just show them. Say, well, right now, I'm just focused on what I have to do today right now, and this is what I have next. Or next week, I'm going to be doing this. Or my family's coming into town. I'm really excited about that. Don't let them get you looking too far into the future and telling them your future plans without them, or for them to tell you their future plans without you. You don't get anything that way. And it can contribute to the idea of them thinking that if they did start interacting with you again and maybe consider the idea of getting back together with you, that it could be you want a commitment for the future. And that's something that they probably don't think they can give right away. But if you talk too much about the future and your plans for the future, especially as it involves them, it can make them think that the future is already planned out for them, like they don't have to earn it back. And we want them to feel like that they have to earn you back a little bit, that they have to kind of pay some penance for their actions or something, that they have to repent and then prove themselves to you. And so it's just best not to talk too much about the future, because as simple and nitpicky as it might sound, I have seen situations go the wrong direction when the future is talked about too much, because they start feeling like it's locked in, that they don't have to do anything, and then they feel trapped a little bit. They can just get all in their heads and overanalyze this. So the best thing to do is to stay in the moment. Don't underestimate that. Stay in the present and don't let them bring you away from the present, because if you can stay in the present, then it means that you don't see the future as a given and that you're focused right here and that they had better start earning you back in the moment. Number five, don't overanalyze, because especially if that person broke up with you and you start overanalyzing anything, the relationship, you two talking again and all that, and you kind of clinicalize it, it can make them start to feel like they're under the magnifying glass and there's all this pressure on their decision, and where they're risking leading you on to where you might think that they're going to get back together with you and things are just going to be great. And now there's all this pressure when maybe they're not 100% sure. And you want them to feel like they can reach out to you and contact you if they have some doubt in the breakup, but they're not 100% sure of getting back together with you. And they just kind of want to see how it feels. They want to kind of interact with you because they're confusing themselves. If you think that this is easy for them, sometimes dumpers get really frustrated with themselves because they know what it looks like. And so you don't want to add any pressure to that by making them think that if they just have a conversation with you, that you're going to think that you two are getting back together now. So you want to demonstrate to them that you can just have a basic conversation, that you can have them like something on your social media and you're not going to react and think that means they want to get back together. You're going to show them they can interact with you and that they can see and they can start moving forward with you some without you jumping too far ahead. And really, you should let them be the one to do that. You want it to be where you two stay in the moment with each other and enjoy just being together and what that means and how you two interact and what has had you close for as long as you were. But you are not going to act at all for them like you think this 100% means that two of you are back together like you were. You're not even going to talk about it. You want them to know they can interact with you without them being concerned that they are obligated now. And that way they can feel free to keep growing closer to you and you being into their heart again and then enjoying the romance and all that without that pressure. And then they wake up one day and they're where you want them to be and you two are back together and you haven't even talked much about it because you've been enjoying each other. That's the best way to handle it. Here at the end screen, there will be two videos. One will be about marriage and one will be about breakups. Choose the one that's appropriate for your situation. And be sure to get more information on my emergency breakup kit. The link is in the description below, or you can go to myexbackcoach.com and you can get it. This has been Coach Lee, and as always, thank you for watching.